off-the-field recruiting tips that will get attention. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 73. Welcome to the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. I'm John Kugler, athletic scholarship coach and a dad of two scholarship athletes. I'm also the CEO of RecruitMe, a podcaster, author, and speaker. And our sponsor is my new book, The Athletic Scholarship Playbook, Complete College Recruiting Roadmap for High School Athletes and Parents. It's available on Amazon. This podcast is 15 minutes that will change your scholarship future. So I dig right in and give you takeaways you can use immediately. You can find every episode, by the way, on my website at recruitme.com, but it's easier on my app, or not on my app, on your app, the Apple Podcast app or Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeart, and others. If you didn't catch my last episode, three big questions that you really need to ask. It's one of the best episodes I've done, and I encourage you to step back and listen to that. It'll help you give perspective, especially as we get into the end of this year and look forward to 2018. I want to offer you a free chapter from my book, The Athletic Scholarship Playbook. You just go to my website, recruitme.com, download it there, check it out, see if you want the book. And if you don't want the book, hey, then you've got the free chapter. Hasn't cost you anything. I'm really excited because just in the last week, just a few days ago, Audible released the audiobook of the Athletic Scholarship Playbook, and already it's selling even faster than the print book because you can listen to it together. As a parent, as an athlete, listen to it together. This is a family affair, and getting that information audibly, talking about it, that kind of thing, it's a huge tool. So I encourage you, you can either go to Amazon and you'll find it there, choose the audiobook, or go to audible.com and get the Athletic Scholarship Playbook. I'm pretty excited because it took a few months to get this together and it being released. I'm very excited about this format, the audio format. And hey, you're listening to the podcast, so I guess you like audio. This episode, what I want to discuss with you here is off-the-field recruiting tips that will get attention. Not only get attention, but also keep attention. I'm going to go through some things here that if you get a chance to write them down, that's great. If not, maybe commit them to memory. I got five recruiting tips that will help you get attention and keep attention. We all know that, of course, on the field or court or wherever you perform, you do well there, that will help get attention. There's a lot of things you can do in your competition to elevate your above other athletes, but you know what those are. I want to tell you about the other things that when you put these together, these are important as well, and coaches are looking at these things. Well, last week, as I was recording, I mentioned to you that I'd be heading to Denver to present to some parents and athletes, talk to them about how to put together your player profile or resume. It was a fantastic time. I absolutely loved it. If you were there, thank you for coming out. Thanks for the questions, too. Got a lot of great questions. I hope I answered them well and had some excellent time to interact with parents and athletes. It was a fun experience. If you'd like me to Skype in to your school, your parent group or athlete group, maybe your club team, go ahead and shoot me an email at john@recruitme.com. If you want to bring me in person, then I welcome you to do that as well. I want to get out there and share all this with as many families as I can. It was truly a great experience to have that interaction, that face-to-face. Right now, I'm just facing my microphone and my computer, and I can kind of see you out there, but there's nothing like being in the same room with parents and athletes, the dynamic there and the personal touch and contact, the way that I'm able to answer specific questions you might have. So would love to come speak to your group, inquire about that. Let's get into those five things right now. Five off-the-field recruiting tips that will get attention. Okay, here it is. Number one, academic attention. Now, I'm going to flip these around because I said this will give you attention, but these are things you need to give attention to athlete, parent, in order to get attention. So keyword attention, academic attention. Parents, you know this. I shared this last week with the group I spoke to, and the parents were nodding their heads, and the athletes that are in the group, man, I hopefully they it really stuck with them. Because academics is huge. I've said this before, that if you're comparable ability, comparable talent level with another athlete, but you rank higher academically, man, you're going to get the nod from the coach. Almost always. Barring any weird stuff. I mean, we're going to talk about some other things in here too, but academics, that's weighted really highly in schools these days, even more than they had in years gone past. So academics, athletes, do the best you can. Get help if you need help to push your grade point higher, to do well on your SAT and ACT tests. Things that you can do to accelerate and enhance, improve your academic results. You don't have to do it on your own. Go get help if you're one who wants to push it further. But academic attention, pay attention to academics. I have to say that. That's like right there as number one. Your academics are going to get you further in life more than your athletics. Secondly, character attention. Pay attention to your character. You think that all coaches want to know about you and learn about you is your athletic ability. Of course, I mentioned athletic ability, but there's this thing called character, and they are watching you. When a coach calls you, athlete, parents, when he talks to you, he or she talks to you, they're not just searching for a get-to-know-you time. There are some things that they're working towards to identify what your character is, athlete, and even as a family as well. Character is held in high regard. If you're one of the top 100 athletes in the country, and you've seen this happen before, these super athletes, these superstars get recruited, they get into the school, and their character is reflected because they get in trouble, and they're an embarrassment to the program, they're an embarrassment to the school, they make the headlines, we've seen it even recently, they make the headlines, and it's just a disaster. In a lot of cases, they get kicked out. Well, you are probably not in the top 100 or 200 or 300, and while you've got that athletic ability, coaches are looking at your character. And how are they going to tell what that character is? Oh, and they see you compete. If you're really on their radar and you're on their list and it gets to the point where they're coming to see you compete, they're going to be looking at you throughout the whole competition. Not just when you're out there running, whether you're kicking, tackling, throwing, hitting, whatever it might be. They're not just watching those isolated plays that you make. They are watching you, how you carry yourself, how you respond to adversity, how you respond to failure. That's a biggie. They are looking at that. And then when they talk to you, whether it be on the phone or whether it be in person when you visit, they're really digging and they're searching for these character issues. They're checking with your references, your coaches. They want to find out who you are as a person. So character is really key in this whole process. If you want to get attention of coaches and keep attention, you pay attention to your character, okay? Third, communication attention. Pay attention to how you communicate with coaches. Communication attention will get their attention and keep their attention. What do I mean by that? If you have an interest in a school, you need to make more than one pass at that school. If a coach has expressed interest in you, then that's not just a one and done. It's a process. The whole communication process, whether it be a year or 2 years or longer, communication is absolutely key because this develops the relationship. Coaches want to get to know you. If they're interested in you and they're checking out your video and they come see you compete and they're making the phone calls and you're developing this relationship, that's all communication. You need to communicate with coaches. One of the things that I encourage athletes to do is have some questions handy that you can ask coaches about their program, about their school, about finances, about all sorts of things, college life, not just athletics. Communicate with a coach. Show a sincere interest. Communication is key. So pay attention to communication, and coaches will pay attention to you. So there's three so far: academic attention, character attention, communication attention. The fourth thing, program attention. What do I mean by that? I mean the program that you're looking to play for, compete with, that you want to find a slot on that team, that program. Man, do your research. Get to know that program. Don't treat this whole recruiting thing like, well, man, I'm in touch with 25 schools, so I'm just going to blast out there. No, you have to do your homework. It's harder and harder these days to get recruited. So you need to step up and show this coach that you are sincerely interested in their program, that you know what their record was last year. You know what their strengths are, their weaknesses. You know as much as you can about that program. You can find out so much online. And you're asking questions of the coach that reveals more information to you about the program. Yeah, you got to have a good record-keeping system because you're not going to keep all this in your head. The mind makes a terrible RAM memory. No, you've got to write it down. You got to keep a log. You've got to keep a record of it. But get to know these programs. Show a sincere interest. And I guarantee you do that, you're going to be a cut above other athletes. So aggressively get to know and understand that program. And finally, is this knowledge attention. Knowledge attention. I mentioned program, getting to know the program, but get to know more about even the school. Get to know more about what they offer in your area of major. Get to know as much as you can outside the sports realm. Have a broader knowledge of this institution, of these institutions that you're interested in. Man, you do that, you're not just showing the coach, hey, I just want to compete in sports. I just want that athletic scholarship. But no, I've got something beyond that. And so have a greater knowledge of the college or university. That's kind of the next step beyond program attention, but knowledge attention. Give attention to showing knowledge about that school, and that will count in a coach's attention towards you. So there you have it. You've got academic attention, character attention, communication attention, program attention, and knowledge attention. These are all off-the-field recruiting tips that will get attention on you from coaches. I hope that helps. Hey, have you set your goals for 2018? It is almost here. I'm working on my goals in my business goals, my family goals, my spiritual goals, financial goals. What are your goals for 2018? What are your goals as you compete? What are your goals for your recruiting process and your athletic scholarship? I've asked this before recently, but I'm not going to let you off the hook. So as an athlete, think about that. What are your goals for 2018? Because you want to shoot towards those goals. You want to hit the ground running on January 1. Parents, help your son or daughter out with that. Have some good discussions and just get set for this upcoming year. Remember, I've got the free chapter from the Athletic Scholarship Playbook available for you at recruitme.com, and the audiobook has been released, so go get it at audible.com or amazon.com. And please, go ahead and leave me a review. Would you do that? If you're on the Apple podcast app, it's easier than ever to leave a review. Let me know what you think. Again, thank you for tuning in. I'll be back with you next Tuesday. Heading out of town again, but I plan on recording up episode probably while I'm on the road. Shoot me your comments, your questions, anything I can help you with in athletic scholarships, and I may use it on the show. Again, take care. Have a great, great week.